since he became president. He has talked about and is drawn from the European experience that today in Europe, the members of the Schengen country can move around each country's border without a visa. You can move from France to Germany without a visa. You can move from Germany to Austria without a visa. You can move. I mean, they have abolished the visa requirement. The president of Kenya today, Dr. William Ruto, is saying, as Africans, what is the problem of a Maasai moving from Kenya to his fellow Maasais in Tanzania? Why does he need a visa to move across? Why does a Karamojong, who is a native, or a Pokot, whose tribes exist within Uganda and Kenya, require a visa to move across? Then if you take it broadly, we as Africans, why do we need visas? And we are Bantus, or we are Nilot, or we are Kushites. We have a bigger clan together. Why do we need visas to move across borders that were not there until the partitioning of Africa by the colonialists? It's a bigger debate that the president is putting on the table. If one looks at it from a visa requirement and say, oh, you know, there's a security issue.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask also, because there are some people who might be concerned about the security of the country if you just opened up the country.
But you see, then I think people are missing the point. Even before the country was opened, there was insecurity. The people who are coming in into the country on false pretense were coming in whether the visa requirement was there or not. So the question is not about whether visa is free or not. Like somebody would have said, we are addressing a right solution to the wrong problem. There is a problem, yes, but this solution is not to that problem. That there have been people, illegal immigrants, coming into Kenya, yes. But the solution is not addressing the visa requirement issue or restricting the visa requirement issue, because they have been coming into Kenya whether visa is free or for payment. But the bigger question that the president is addressing and the call for action is that, as a country, how much do we gain by opening up our borders? How much do we as Kenyans, with the human capital that we have, with the human intelligence that we have, how much more do we as Africans and we as Kenyans, do we place ourselves in that position for net benefit moving forward? I think that's the question President Ruto is asking.
So this was the 60th independence anniversary of Kenya. What did President Ruto have to say about the state of the nation, particularly the economy?
I think he, in today's speech, he's taken stock where we've come from as a country. I mean, from a unitary state, how we got independence and the power was centralized in Nairobi, to a devolved state of government today where we have, of course, a centralized government with 47 devolved units. The existence of a bicameral parliament of the National Assembly and Senate, the existence of new principles of governance as exposed through public participation, the independence of the judiciary. So there's a way in which the nation has grown to today where we as a country, led by Dr. President Ruto, is saying that it is us who've inherited this government that must now continue forging a new, brighter future. Our fathers gave us the state. They gave us the state on a clean slate. Do what it is you want to do with it.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you. 60th independent anniversary wishes to you and the people of Kenya.
Thank you very much. And may God bless our country. May God allow us to prosper and flourish, because we can only become great.